Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1880, Bare Bones Money Management in a Crisis by Dawn Starks of SimpleMoneyPro.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. This is the show where I narrate posts from thought leaders in personal finance every single day of the year, in about 10 minutes or less. And now let's hear today's post and start optimizing your life. Bare Bones Money Management in a Crisis by Dawn Starks of SimpleMoneyPro.com. Last week, I shared some ideas our family is using to cut our budget during this economic crisis. This week, let's address loss of job or self-employment income as a result of the COVID-19-induced economic downturn and how you should think about money management in a crisis. Here's a checklist of steps to take or resources to investigate if you're in dire straits financially. This information presumes you live in the United States, but likely other countries have similar programs. Be proactive. When a crisis hits, it's easy to freeze and not know where to start to remedy your situation. It's ideal for you to be as proactive and focused as you can be in this time of stress. Sitting still and hoping things will work out is not a plan that is destined for success. Instead, evaluate your situation and then make a plan. The following list of items will get you started. Check your benefits. Does your employer offer any job placement services? And what about your health insurance? Get as much information as you can about benefits that might help you immediately, as well as premium cost information for transitioning your health insurance to Cobra. Apply for unemployment, but be sure to wear your patient's pants. The waits are long, and the unemployment system is frustrating. Instead of getting angry and upset, expect long waits and the possibility that it might take days or weeks to get your claim filed. Have your beverage of choice handy, as well as something to do while you wait. After you file for your state's benefit, don't forget to apply for the federal unemployment benefits now offered under the CARES Act. If eligible, apply for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP. Check out nonprofit debt counseling. Your local community may have a nonprofit agency that provides debt and money management assistance. If you reside in the western counties of North Carolina, go see the folks at OnTrack Financial Education and Counseling. They are compiling excellent resources for the COVID-19 crisis. You might have a look even if you aren't a North Carolina resident. I cannot say this enough. If you need assistance with paying your debts, seek a nonprofit agency to help, not a paid service. If you're considering a paid service, vet it out with the National Foundation for Credit Counseling. Determine if you're eligible for mortgage or rent relief. If you're a renter, ask your landlord about the option to pay less or forgo rent payments for a month or two. Be very careful here and get everything in writing. If you're a homeowner with a mortgage, reach out to your lender to see what options you might have. Clarify student loan relief. Be careful here too. Federal student loans have payment forgiveness through September. Be sure to check. Do not assume that you have a federal student loan and just stop making payments. Call the lender via the phone number on your statements and clarify what options you have. Talk to lenders about other debt relief. If you have other debts, such as credit card debt, reach out to your lender and inquire about options. Many banks and other lenders are being proactive and offering relaxed payment terms, but make no assumptions. Call and find out what your lender says and make sure you get everything in writing. Investigate other nonprofit agencies in your area. The United Way would be a good place to start. Ask for referrals to agencies that are providing aid or simply helping people find the resources that are available. Find work. While many, many employers are laying off or furloughing workers, there are quite a number of essential businesses that are hiring. This doesn't necessarily have to be a forever career change, but if you need income, broaden your opinion about acceptable positions and make some inquiries. Declutter and sell unneeded items. Selling your items locally might be tricky with the various versions of quarantine going on, but you might be able to sell items online just fine. Instead of looking at selling off your possessions as a hardship, reframe it into a positive. Here's the chance to declutter your home and make some money while you're at it. Avoid raiding retirement accounts if possible. The CARES Act allows those under the age of 59.5 to withdraw from some retirement accounts without the usual penalty. Think long and hard before going this route. While you do have a window in which you could put the distribution back in to make yourself whole again, it's not advisable to raid your retirement account. In addition to setting back your long-term savings, now is a terrible time to withdraw from your accounts that are invested in the stock market. Exhaust all other sources of assistance, income, and expense cutting before you consider tapping into retirement savings. Cut all non-essential expenses. Look at your budget, or if you don't have one, look over your bills from the past few months. What services and other expenses can you eliminate temporarily, or perhaps permanently? Subscriptions you have might be able to be suspended or dropped down to their free level. When it comes to money management in a crisis, sometimes sacrifices need to be made. Call your utility companies. While you're making calls to lenders, you might also call your utility companies to see if they're offering any grace periods for paying bills. Some electricity companies, for example, have stated they won't turn off anyone's power for non-payment during this crisis. Switch to less expensive food and cut alcohol. If you weren't already a person that economizes on food, now is the time. Shop carefully and make sure you're using what you have in your pantry. This is the perfect time to explore new recipes with inexpensive ingredients and learn to use your leftovers creatively. Since alcohol is a non-essential, seriously, it is, that along with soft drinks would be another easy thing to cut from your grocery bill. You just listened to the post titled Bare Bones Money Management in a Crisis by Dawn Starks of SimpleMoneyPro.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Thanks to Dawn for pointing out the various options that can be explored when you find yourself in a financial crisis. I'd like to add here that while the pandemic has certainly felt like an unprecedented event, we all know that at some time in our lives, we're going to face financial hardships, whether due to a job loss, health concern, divorce, death in the family, etc. It's already extremely stressful to navigate this stuff. So to radically change one's lifestyle to make ends meet financially is like adding insult to injury. Money comes and goes. So I think that it's important that when we do have adequate income, we prepare ourselves for the inevitable by saving and investing as much as possible. And part of this preparation is simply building awareness. Have an intimate understanding of how much you have and the bare minimum essentials you need to cover, known as a bare bones budget. Track your income and spending diligently and make note of trends. When you're not worried about money, what do you spend on? And if you really needed to reduce spending, what would get cut from your budget first? I think in tough times, we need to have a clear head in order to get creative about solutions. And so knowing your numbers inside and out will be one less thing to figure out when disaster strikes. That should do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. I'll be back tomorrow as usual, so I'll see you there on the Wednesday show where your optimal life awaits.